So, it's a Saturday, it's been a long week, and a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. The universe appeared to quake a little bit around us. Rachel's aunt died, which was harrowing. On the absurd end of the spectrum, we had a lightning strike on the top of the house, which took out the TV, the router, the external drive, the PS3, and stuff. So every piece of tech died in the house. A few days later, one of the cats jumped onto my laptop and totaled that. So the universe is emanating Luddism, if that's a word. Universe is being a Luddite against me. Maybe that's a signal. Because increasingly, I've always read, and anyone who knows me knows that I live words, and I'm always seeking to engineer myself into a place where that's all I do. We'll see how that goes. But a great antidote to the decimated and fractured world we live in, and the unnecessarily fast pace of that. Especially doing what I do, I work in tech as a programmer. So the industry I'm in is probably the worst exponent of that. Has a lot of good sides and a lot of bad sides. I'm trying to balance those in my head too. But I've since started diving back into proper novels. Sounds like such an outmoded term, but 20th century and especially 19th century megalith novels. I'm about to start diving back into Dostoevsky, for instance, because it requires commitment, it requires time. You need to let your heart and mind open to let this vast flood of language and philosophy and history and life enter you and transform you and reconnect you. And it feels great to actually sink back into these supposedly archaic modes, because they have so much more still to say and give about where we live now. Much more than the supposedly postmodern or ironic or fractured narratives that I've been reading of late. So that's what I'm doing. We are taking the children away. A week today we'll be in France on a vast road trip around Normandy and Brittany, and I want them to see history. I want them to see and understand the war, the Second World War, and take them to the megalithic standing stones at Carnac in Brittany and show them the ancient past, and then take them to Paris. And it's as much for me as my family just to soak myself in this artistic and historical residue so that I can keep the momentum going, because I know that I'm on the right path inside. Outside doesn't always feel that way. So I'm aiming to balance those two out before I go mad.